like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, do you remember the Solar Winds hack, the breach? Do you remember that a year ago? The Ruskies hacked into a large amount of governmental systems here in the United States, private companies, cloud service providers, and they just lay there. And a lot of it had happened under Donald Trump for 9 months, and he didn't do anything. I'd like to think that he was just negligent, but how negligent can our government be to let the Ruskies into our computers for 9 months, including the State Department and NSA and some of the others? He was afraid of Putin, bribed and blackmailed by Putin, servile to Putin, licked his boots. Putin's slave. When Putin said he didn't hack into the election in 2016, Trump attacked our CIA and FBI and said they obviously were lying or were wrong, because why would Putin lie? Putin lied. The first words he ever uttered when he was three, four years old were lies, and he's lied his entire life. In any event, when Biden came in, he met with Putin, and he talked to him, and he said, knock it off. Knock it off, because the Ruskies had also hacked in and stopped part of the subway system on the East Coast. What most people don't realize is that the Russians have the ability, if they want to take the risk of, say, shutting down the power grid in New York City for the entire Northeast, or in Chicago, or in Houston, or LA. This is more than cyber warfare. So far, they're just hacking. They lied, said they would stop. Actually, Putin said he was surprised to have heard of it because he had nothing to do with it. Of course, he was lying. They've traced it back to the successors to the KGB. It's the same thing. They just use different initials. Now, they're back at it again. Microsoft is the one who picked it up, who realized it. There is a new outfit in Russia called Nobelium, which is really strange, like the Nobel Prize, N-O-B-E-L-I-U-M. It has nothing to do with the Nobel Prize. And they're largely right now attacking customers of cloud services. They found a way to impersonate a customer. So let's say that General Motors, let's say that some company has a contract with a cloud service provider for its information. Nobelium apparently has some kind of way where they impersonate the customer so that the cloud service provider is tricked into thinking it's actually a legitimate customer and letting them in. Now, what Biden told Putin, and obviously this was not publicly disclosed, but it was leaked, is that we tomorrow or at any time, and they could not stop it, could hack into their gas and oil pipelines coming from Siberia. If we did that, that would shut their economy down. Their economy, they are threadbare ragamuffins compared to European countries. Their economy is about the size of Italy, and its population is many times, and its area is especially many, many, many times the size of Italy. Because it was a communist, it was a czarist country before 1917, is a communist country after that, for 10 years under Gorbachev and Yeltsin in the 90s. It's when I traveled over there with a delegation from the Justice Department giving talks to Russian lawyers and prosecutors about our system. They wanted to learn. They're excellent people. I really enjoyed it. About 10 years of freedom, and then organized crime took over. Vladimir Putin is the godfather of organized crime. That's all he is. And they have all the tactics of a communist government without saying we're a communist government. They just say, they admit they're thieves, and they'll take what they want and kill who they want. Now, their only real export, major export, oil and gas, energy, we could shut them down. We could also take them off of the international banking system for cashing checks and that kind of thing. We could easily do that. We need the consent of others, but if we did it, people follow what our banks do, because our banks are bigger and wealthier than anybody else's banks. We could do that. There would be people in Russia who'd have no electricity. They'd have no job because there's no money coming in. And they would get very angry at Vladimir Putin. If he thinks he needs security now, he'd need it in spades. There are a couple of reasons not to do that, I understand. One reason is that a lot of that oil and gas, although not all of it, is going to Europe, our friends. We would, could, in effect, be cutting off supplies to Germany, the rest of Europe. And also Ukraine gets money for the transmission of the pipeline through Ukraine to Europe. And Ukraine is our friend and ally. We don't want to do that. It also could invite retaliation of their shutting down a power grid here or there, although we can probably handle that. The question is, how much does Biden want to escalate this? His initial response to their resuming hacking, like the SolarWinds hacking last year, is that it's fairly low-level stuff, stealing passwords and all that kind of stuff. Well, first of all, I don't want any country in this world thinking they can get away with stealing passwords and hacking into our systems. Secondly, when they've devised a way, this Nobelium, to impersonate customers of cloud services, to me, that's more serious than just somehow tricking somebody or phishing and getting a password. So what does Biden do? It may be that they're putting out the word that they're not concerned about it because so far we've beaten it back. Because simply, they have other ways of retaliating, and they've communicated that to the Russians, and the Russians are deliberately not escalating it. That's possible. That's possible. But on the other hand, the Russians right now are engaging in military operations with the Chinese, 10 warships, Russian and Chinese, circling Japan to put pressure on. I think we have got to step up. We've got to step up our operations against Russia. You do not want to get to the point of a nuclear war. You do not want to get to the point of a shooting war, because if we start a shooting war with them and they see 10, 20,000 of their troops destroyed in the battlefield by our weapons, there's going to be a lot of pressure for them to escalate. We don't want that. On the other hand, financially, there are a lot of other things we can do to them. One thing we can do to them, we've already done, is prohibit our banks from buying notes, bonds, denominated in rubles. That had to be followed by the rest of the world, and it badly hurt them. We have economic sanctions. Step them up considerably. When they invaded Crimea and seized it during the Obama administration, the UK advocated that we take them off the check cashing system internationally. The U.S. wasn't willing to go along with that at that time, that degree of escalation, although that was privately communicated to the Ruskies. Maybe time to do that for a period of time. We're going to take you off the international financial system for a month. So all these people in these huts around Russia aren't getting paychecks because they can't cash them because their banks have no money. And tell them, you want that some more? Knock it off. I would advocate something like that. We've got to stop these guys. The Russians, it's a criminal, corrupt government. The people are fine. Something's got to be done. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.